Okay, the boys, today's daf is daf mem. We're starting in the final line of Lamed Tes Amid Beis, and we're continuing to talk about the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. So the Gemara tells us a story. Last line of Lamed Tes Amid Beis, Rav Chelbay Cholash. Rav Chelbay was not well. Nofak Achriz Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana went out and let people know, and he said, Rav Chelbay Boish. Rav Chelbay, unfortunately, is not well. People should go and be Mavaka Choyle. Unfortunately, Rav Kahana's announcement didn't get very far. Yotimara, Loi Ika de Ka'asi. Nobody came to Mavaka Choyle. Om Lahu. So he said to them, don't you remember the famous story? Says Rav Kahana. What was the famous story? Mem Omid Aleph, second line. One of the Talmid of Rabbi Kiva, unfortunately, was not well, Shechola, and Loi Nichlasu Chachom Levakroi. Nobody went to Mavakar Choyle until the Nichlas Rabbi Kiva Levakroi, Rabbi Kiva himself went to Mavakar Choyle. Ubishvil Shekibdoi Veribtoi Lefonov Choyle. When Rabbi Kiva got there, he saw that unfortunately everything was a mess, and he had to do a lot of kibud v'ribut. Kibud v'ribut means sweeping up and mopping up and cleaning up, because unfortunately, apparently, there were a lot of germs there and bacteria and all the rest. And as a result, Choye Baruch Hashem, that Talmud got back to life again after he had been sick for, I guess, some period of time. And Omalei, and the Talmud said to Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Hech Yisani, Rabbi, because of the acts that you just did, that you went and cleaned up, Baruch Hashem, now there's been literally a tchias amesim, I'm back to life again. And therefore, Yotzer Rabbi Kiva v'dorash, Rabbi Kiva afterwards, after this incident, went out and darshened, kol mi she'ein mavakar choylem ki'ilu shoyfach domim. If a person doesn't go for the mitzvah bika choylem, chas v'sholem, it's as if, chulila v'chas, he's responsible for that other person's passing. What's the reason? Because you see, had it not been for me, who knows whether this Talmud would have lived. Nebuch, because of the terrible circumstances and condition of his home, if I hadn't cleaned up, who knows what would have happened. But Baruch Hashem, Yimavaka Choyle, you see what the person needs. So Bika Choyle is not just saying, hello, Refuah Shleima, Zot Zayin Gezint. Help out, assist as much as you can, and as a result, you could be literally Mechai Mason.
Yesterday we said just standing there for a moment would be sufficient to check the box. Bikacholim, right?
I wouldn't say just for a moment, but the Gemara did distinguish between Amida and Yeshiva. Amida means you can be Mekayim, the mitzvah, Bikacholim, just being there for a short period of time. Well, Yeshiva suggests that you're going to be there for an extended period of time, although the Ran and the Gemara never pinpointed how much time we're talking about. But relatively speaking, Amida is short and Amida is long. Yes, sir.
How much veracity do we attribute to this statement, considering it's pretty, I mean, you don't see people being, meaning like, how much water does this hold?
Very often, the Gemara uses very enigmatic statements to go and push a point. So I don't think that Rav Akiva meant literally that if you don't go Bikur Cholim the whole year, that then after that they're going to take you to the police and to Beis Din and go and put you up as a murderer, and therefore, Chas v'Shalom, you have to yourself be the victim of one of these four Arba Mises Beis Din.
Rav Akiva himself was notorious for always acquitting people. He complained about him in Sanhedrin and Makos that he would always, he said, if it were up to me, you would never have Mises Beis Din.
Very well.
So he's allowed to exaggerate, since we know he doesn't have teeth in the matter, right?
Yeah. The point is that we're trying to put teeth into this mitzvah, so don't think you shouldn't take this too literally, that it's Shofach Domim. He just meant to say this is a very, very important mitzvah, and you have in your hands the possibility of saving someone, Chas v'Shalom, from a premature death, just by the simple act of visiting and seeing that you need a little bit of a cleanup job. do it, and you'll see you'll be Machayim Mesum, like the case of this Talmud.
It could be the opposite way, that when the family knows that people are going to come to visit, they clean the room, they take the guy gets...
Yeah, and Nachanami, that could be part of it too. They say the same thing in the hospitals today. When the nurses see that there's a family member that comes and visits, then they come and visit the sick as well. When nobody's around, they figure, if nobody else cares, I don't care. And they go somewhere else. Anyway, it is what it is.
No, it is.
100%. Yeah. Mendy, you want to say something?
That's why it's incumbent our community had B'kecholim.
Oh.
You supported B'kecholim, but this community, other communities, fulfill this mitzvah.
Very good. Shkoyach. It's ki also rabdimi omer, kon b'bakar sechoyle goyrem loy shiyichya, choshen b'bakar sechoyle goyrem loy chas v'sholim shiyomas. Person who goes to b'bakar choyle, goyrem loy, he causes shiyichya that the person will live, like the story with Rabbi Akiva, as well as, we'll see in the Gemara shortly, person who comes and sees that someone is sick, Chas v'sholem, he's going to say Tilim, and he's going to go and be mispal to Hashem, give this person a refuah. But if he doesn't go for b'kecholim, goyim loy chas v'sholem, it's as if he's causing loy shiyamz. That's a very strong statement. So, for example, my grandma, what do you mean by goyim loy? Ilay mekom avakas acholim avakish olav rachmim sheyichya. Anybody that goes b'kecholim and he sees Nebuch, the person is in a very poor state, what does he do? He says Tilim. Either on the spot, or when he gets back into Bis Medrash, or when he gets back home, he'll find out the person's name. He's going to go and be Mavakash Rachman. So therefore, Sheyichya. However, if you're not Mavakash Chayla, Mavakash Olav Rachmim Sheyomus, are you suggesting if you're not Mavakash Chayla, then you're going to go and say Tilim that the person should pass away? Sheyomus Silkadaitach. That doesn't make sense. Just because you may be lax on the mitzvah of Bikach Chaylam doesn't mean that you're being a spala, the person should pass away. Ella, kosha ein mevaker choyla, ein mevakish olav rachmim, loy shi yichya, v'loy shi yomis. If you're not mevaker choyla, basically you don't know what the status is of that individual. So you're not going to go and say till him that he should be well, v'loy shi yomis. This v'loy shi yomis is a little bit troubling. What means she ein mevaker makish olav rachmim shi yomis? Who would ever chas v'sholem be mevakish rachmim that someone would pass away? So what is this talking about? So there's a very famous ran, which is brought here, and which has major potential halachic ramifications. If you look at the top Ran says something startling. Ein mevakish olav rachmim v'loy shiichya v'loy shiyomus, top line. Nir be'enai, second line. Tochi koma. Pa'omim shetzorech levakish rachmim ala choyle shiyomus. Sometimes, in rare situations, you have to go and say tillim and ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu that chas v'sholem, this person who is sick, he should pass away. Really? When you see the person is in excruciating pain, and the doctor said there's no way out of this, he's going to continue on like this for weeks and months, Nebuch, with this type of pain, and the person is screaming and he's moaning and groaning and all the rest. And they've already predicted that this person, unfortunately, has no chance of living. The Gemara we had at the end of Masechtas Ksubos, Tekimin de Chazoi, Amse de Rebbe, Da'al Kama Zimnin Lebeis Kisei, I'm sorry, the Ol Kama Zimnin Lebeis Kisei, the Amse de Rebbe, who the Gemara quotes other places, wasn't just an Amse. Amse means like the housekeeper, the assistant of Rebbe. But the Gemara tells us elsewhere that she was so well versed in even in Talmudic matters that she would go and teach the Talmidim certain things in terms of certain lishonai, certain expressions, and certain ways of conduct. She was considered to be a pretty prominent lady. Anyway, she saw that Rebbe was suffering terribly. He was old kamazin lebeis akisei, va'anach tfilin v'kometztayr. But during davening from brachas until Elena, he had to go back and forth to the bathroom about 25 times, and each time he had to put on the tfilin and take it off. And you can imagine, Rebbe was at that time an elderly person, and going back and forth, taking off his tefillin and putting it on so many times, it caused him a great deal of pain and suffering, besides the fact that he had to go to the bathroom, because obviously he had intestinal or other types of problems. And so therefore, she said, Yirotzen sheyakoyfu halyoinim es atachtoinim, that halavai, that the halyoinim means the malachim upstairs, the club of the Malach HaMavis and his assistants, that they should be successful against the Tachtoinim, against the Rabbanim down below, who are all being mispal for Rebbe's imminent refuah. Kaloimar, In other words, in very graphic terms and very succinct terms, the lamest Rebbe. She said, Yirat saying that he should pass away, he shouldn't have to suffer anymore like he is suffering. And that's why the Gemara is telling us that a person with Mavakir Choyla, he could certainly help with his tefillah. Afilu lichyois, certainly for purposes of living, that's obviously the better tefillah to go and be mispal that someone should live. And a person who does not go for bikacholim, then he won't know that he's supposed to be mispal for this person's recovery. Even in those rare situations where chas v'sholem, it would make sense to be mispal that this person should pass away. Even that small tefillah where he's saying, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you know, please end this person's pain and suffering. Even that he won't know to go and say tilim for that purpose. So therefore, when the Gemara says that if the person doesn't go to the Mavakar Choylem, Goyim Loi Shiyamus, and the Gemara said, what does that mean? That if he doesn't go to Mavakar Choylem, he doesn't know to say Rachmim either Sheyichya or Shiyamus. The way the Ran is learning Pshat is that sometimes, unfortunately, you have to go and say tilim that a person Shiyamus because you see that he's in terrible pain, and there's no way out of it, and therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu, please end this person's suffering once and for all.
Is there a lach like that?
That's a very good question. So there is one of the poiskim, particularly among the Svardim, like Ben Ishchai, or one of them has a long tshuva about this, and there was Nebuchadnezzar, a person in his time, and his where he lived, that unfortunately was suffering terrible pain, and the children or the wife came and said, maybe we should have a tzeres tefillah that the person should go and pass away. So he paskened and he said, it would only make sense if the people that are being mispal, they do not have the burden of assisting that individual. If it's the wife or if it's the children, I'm afraid they're not being mispal for the choyla, they're being mispal for themselves. Because they're saying, Kadosh Baruch Hu, end all of the harm that we're going through, that every single day I have to go and clean up and help out and schlep and pick him up and drag him out and try to feed him. So now they're being mispal for themselves that, you know, I've been doing this already for days and weeks. Genuk. So they're not really being mispal for the choy, they're mispal for themselves. If it happens to be outside parties that have nothing to do with it and they do not have the burden and the oil of helping this individual, and they see that things are very bad, that's the time that you have to start thinking in terms of this run, but not under, not if you, the burden is on you. Anyway, halacha lemaisa, obviously you have to speak to a competent Orthodox rabbi. It doesn't have to be local, it has to be competent Orthodox. with a focus on the word competent.
Right.
And now we continue on. Zokti morvaite rovo. On the first day that Rava would be weak, in other words, if he himself felt sickly, he would go and tell his family members and his friends, don't say anything to the outside world, so that my mazel shouldn't go bad. Now, why would a mazel go bad if he tells people? So the Marsha explains, because sometimes a person taka feels a little bit weak. However, he's not really sick, you know, he has a sniffles, he has a cold, he has fever. In a day or two, it'll all go away. If you're going to go and broadcast and tell the masses, oh, that Rava is sick, you might be over on what it says, Al tiftach pel l'satan. Don't go and open up your mouth for the satan, meaning that you might, chas v'sholem, bring upon Rava a real sickness. In other words, people say, oh, Rav is a choyla. He really wasn't a choyla. He had the sniffles. You know, it happens to us, you know, from time to time.
Unintentionally.
Oh, exactly. And if you go and brand him, chas v'sholem, a choyla, oh, now he is in the, chas v'sholem, in the status of a choyla, and he might, in fact, become more and more sick.
It'll become a fulfilling prophecy.
Oh. So, I don't know how many of you remember, but years ago we had, Mendy will certainly remember, we had a Yid in our Bismedish, Bianca Maya Berman, Sukhan Avrucha. Bianca Maya Berman was originally from Minkach. Anyway, so he was a survivor of the war, and he came here. And when we used to make a Mishaberach on Shabbos, or even Monday and Thursday, for someone Chas v'Shalom is not well, so you go Mishaberach, say, wherever we work, the Arapa S, in all the Siddurim, it says, Es HaChoyle, and then you insert the person's name, Avrom ben Tzura, Yitzhak ben Shpinza, whatever it happens to be. So he said that Minkach, where he davened, maybe this was a general Minkach minik, maybe it was a general Hungarian minik. He used to leave out the word Chayla. They would go and say, Yevurach v'yerabbe es, boom, Avrom ben, etc. Why? Because if you said Chayla, you're branding him a Chayla,
right,
and then you are violating this Gemara, because what happened is that, oh, he's a Chayla, and Chas V'Shalom open Shemayim, they hear he's a Chayla, and then they'll treat him like a Chayla. Therefore, just say Yevurach v'yerabbe. And that's the way we've been doing it ever since. We leave out the word Chayla, so that we don't go and say he's a Chayla, al tiftach pelasan. So that's what Rava was concerned about. However, Mikan Ve'elech, it lasted more than a day or two, presumably, and he saw the Itaka was a Choyla, then he would say, Om Elohim, Poyka Ve'achrizu B'shuka. Now I want you to go and let people know. Why should people know? There are two different types of people, says Rabbi. Those that like me and those that dislike me. To hold the Sanili, those that dislike me, the word Sanili is like Russian sinner, people that hate me. Lichtili, they should be happy. Why would Rava want that his enemies should be happy? Because he's a posik. And foil oivecha al tismach. When your enemies fall, don't be happy. Now the Gemara doesn't bring the rest of the posik, but that's really key to understanding what this is all about. The posik in Mishle says, "Ben foil oivecha al tismach, uvekoshloi al yogel libecha," and they leave out the second posik. What's the second posik? You probably have both of them there. Right?
Pen yira Hashem v'rabeinav v'heishiv me'olav apo.
Oh, v'heishiv me'olav apo. When a person has, unfortunately, oivim, enemies that are happy about his downfall, or in this case, of being sick, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will go, and v'heishiv, what's the last three words?
V'heishiv me'olav apo.
V'heishiv me'olav apo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will go and retract and will withdraw his af, his kas. Meaning that as a result of the people going and celebrating that person's downfall, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees it, he looks upon this very poorly, if you will, and then he will take away his kas, his anger from the person who is unfortunately having that downfall, or in this case, that person who is sick. So therefore says, Rava, it's great, all of those people that are going to be happy for me, that will be, in Yet Hashem, a prediction that this Pasuk in Mishlei will be Mekuyim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will remove his kas against me. And Fakert, Ud Rachamli, those that like me, Liboy Alay Rachmi, they're going to go and say Tilim for me. So therefore, go and be Machrit, go and spread the word. So those that like me will say Tilim, and those that are happy for my downfall, all of my Oivim, Kadosh Baruch Hu, will hopefully take away his af and his anger. A person who goes mivak choyla, then he is saved from dinu shoganim. She never says in the pasuk, "Ashri maskel eldo biyoy miroa yimalteyu Hashem." Boshib shet ashri means very praiseworthy. Is maskel a person who uses seichel eldo to help someone? To help someone who is poor. However, here the Gemara is going to dash on the word dol to mean someone who is sick, as we'll see in a moment. Biyoy miroa. On the bad day, that bad day presumably means when that person is chas v'shalom passes away, then Yimaltei Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to save him and extract him from Gehenim and send him straight to Gan Eden. How do I know? Zok Timar. When it says Ashi Maskel El Dol Ein Dol El Choyla, Dol over here doesn't mean someone who is poor. It means that chas v'shalom someone who is sick. Shenema Midali Yevatzeni. Now where is this pasuk Midali Yevatzeni? It's a pasuk in Yeshaya. And it's talking about Chizkiyo HaMelech. Chizkiyo HaMelech, as we know, in later years became very, very sick. And then afterwards, Yishai came to visit him. And then the question was, why was he so sick? And then they came out to Minashamayim, that the reason is because he didn't want to go and remarry. And the reason why he didn't want to is because he didn't want to have a child. Why? Because he saw Baruch HaKodesh that he's going to have his son or his einikel is going to be Menashe, and Menashe was a tremendous Rasha, and he says, I don't want to go and produce a Rasha for Klal Yisrael. And then there was an announcement up in Shemayim, Bahadi Kivshe Derachmona Lamali, you don't get involved in a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Cheshbonos, you have to go and do what you are told to do. What you're told to do is to go and procreate and have children, etc. Anyway, so he said he's going to change his mind, and afterwards he agreed to remarry, and he got another 15 years to his life. And it's a very fascinating story.
He had more children?
He had that Menashe with
the Didn't he also wed Isaiah's wife?
That's
daughter.
That is correct. Yeah. Exactly. Isaiah's daughter became his wife. That's Excellent. So now the Gemara tells us that when he was talking about his sickness, he said that midala yivatzeini. So again, in number three we have over here, midala means from my sickness yivatzeini. The word yivatzeini is similar to the word metzias hapach. Metzia means to cut into pieces, and he says that this sickness that I have is tearing me apart into pieces, and therefore he was telling people, particularly Yeshaya, about his sickness. So we see that the word dala is choyla, that he's sick. Inami, if you don't like that pasik, minadenkra, I have another pasik. What's the other pasik? Madu atakocha dal ben hamelech baboyke baboyke. This pasik is talking about a person who is not looked upon that favorably, and that is Amnon. Amnon had an infatuation with his sister, half-sister, Tamar, and wanted to live with her, and it got to the point, since obviously she wasn't interested and it's a brother and sister relationship, Amnon was not able to go and do what he wanted to do, and because of that, he became so emotionally distressed and depressed that he literally became sick. And therefore, he was in bed. Yoinodov came to visit him, and he said, Madu atakocha dal ben amelech? Why are you so poor? He didn't mean poor, he meant to say, why are you so sick? And then he told them, "Yemli Amnon is Tamar Achois Avsholim Ochi Ani Oyev, because I have an infatuation with my half sister. I'd be very interested, etc., etc." Anyway, what do I see from that pasuk? That the word dal again means sickness. Okay, so Ashi Maskelel Go, very praiseworthy is the person who's using seichel to mevavaka the dal the choyla mevaka choyla, and then the pasuk says, "Yemro Yemateh Hashem." And Ra El Gehenim. Ra is a euphemism to refer to Gehenim. Shenem, it says the Pasuk. Kol Poel Hashem L'maneuk. Everything that Kadosh Baruch Hu does is for his benefit. The Gamra Shel Liyom Ra. And the Rasha will be repaid and punished Liyom Ra on the bad day. What means on the bad day? The day that he passes away. When he goes straight, he gets a ticket that goes straight. No stops on the way. Straight to Gehenim.
No layovers.
No layovers. Exactly. Straight to Gehenim. So you see over here, Liyom Ra. Ra is a reference to Gehenim. So will save him from Gehenim. So it says very enigmatically the greatness of this mitzvah bikachayim. Frek dimar v'im biker maschore. And if he does do bikachayim, what is his schar? Frek dimar, did you fall asleep over the last 5 minutes? How did we start off this memory? Omer Rav kol mevaker zechayla nitzel midina shel Gehenim. So we see what the schar is. He doesn't go to Gehenim. What are you asking maschore? So tomorrow maschore kiri omar. By maschorai, kiryama, like we just said, it's the beginning of Gehenna. El maschorai by ilmazeh. Okay, in the afterworld, fine. He goes to Gan Eden, no Gehenna, that's great. What about in this world? Says Gemara, oh, this world he also gets schar. And the pasuk that Gemara is quoting now is the pasuk that follows right after the previous pasuk. The Ashri Maskel El Dol, if you have the Torah or Hashem, that's Tehillim Mem Aleph, number 2, and Beis, and then after that, and this is number 6 over here in our Gemara, this is Tehillim Mem Aleph Gimel. So this is the next pasuk. So it says after the Ashri Maskel El Dol, it says Hashem Yishmareu V'Chayeu V'Usha Ba'aretz V'Altetneu B'Nefesh Oivav. So Gemara explains now each word. Hashem Yishmareu V'Yetzara. He'll give Mashmir against the Yetzara. V'Chayeu Menai Yisurim, that each person shouldn't have pains in this world. V'Usha Ba'aretz Yehu Hakol Miskabden Boy. That the Lashem Miskabden Boy is interesting. In fact, in the Ein Yaakov, the gears is not miskabden boy, but miskabden oisoy, or mechabden oisoy, that they're mechabed him. So what the person is doing it for covid, well, what is this all about? So the Eitz Yosef, which is a pirish in the Ein Yaakov, says that what happens if Rabbi Kiva came out after the Bikur Cholim, full of schmutz, full of soot, he was dark on his clothing, on his face, on his hands, after the Kibed Varibates, sweeping up and cleaning up, so you should know, this person, although when he comes out of the Bikur Cholim, he might look like he's a janitor that just went and washed the floors and everything else, nevertheless, the mechabed him will say, oh, this person, he did proper Bikur Cholim, he assisted in giving Tchiyas HaMeisim to this individual. V'altetneyu b'nefesh oivov, shizdamnu l'ireyim k'na'amon sh'ripo es teratoi, v'lizdamnu l'ireyim k'rechovam shechilko es malchusai. V'altetneyu, we won't put him into the hands of enemies, which means that we'll put him in the hands of friends. But what type of friends? Friends like Naaman, who had, quote-unquote, a friend, Elisha, Sharipo Esteratai. We know that Naaman, unfortunately, was full of tzaras, and he needed a refuah for the tzaras. He went to all the king's horses and all the king's men, and nobody was able to go and put Naaman back together again to get rid of his tzaras. So someone gave him an aitzah. You know what you should do? You should go to the Jewish people, find a wunder rabbiner, find a baal moifes, and they're going to give you the refuah. So they sent him to Elisha, Elisha Novi. Elisha Novi says, you just go in the Yarden 7 times and immerse yourself, and the tzaras will go away. And he says, Naaman was furious. But the Yarden, this is nothing. I go to the Euphrates, to the Pros, and I go to the Tigris, to the real big, mighty rivers. I should go to this little Jordan. So he was very, very upset. And then one of his yayatsim said to him, Naaman, don't be a fool. If you're here ready anyway, why don't you go and take a swim? And that's what he did. He went into the Yarden, went 7 times, and guess what? The tzaras went away. So it's good to have such friends that made the suggestion, and then to have a person like Elisha to implement it, and Baruch Hashem. However, a person shouldn't have friends like Rechavim had. Who was Rechavim? You all know Rechavim was the son of Shlomo Melech, and he should have continued the malchus that David and Melech started. David and Shlomo, Rechavim should have continued. But it tells us in Tanakh that Rechavim had some bad advisors. There were two groups of advisors. Some of them were the old guard from times of Shlomo Melech, and then he had some new youngsters. And the old guard told him, basically, just keep things status quo, while the new guard said, no, you got to go and show how mighty you are. The first thing you should do is impose a major tax on the people. And of course, the people felt very taxed, and it was a
taxing situation.
Situation, exactly. And that unfortunately led ultimately to the breakup of the Malchus, where then Yerovam was able to go and take all of the dissent and the renegades, and he became the new Melech Yisrael, and Rechavim became the Melech of Malchi Yehuda, and from that point on, we had the split among the Melochim for the next few generations. And unfortunately, at the end, all the Malchi Yisrael and all of the Melech Yisrael and all the bad people that lived with the Melech Yisrael were all taken to Golus by Sancheiriv, and that's when the Galil became totally Judenrein, if you will. Anyway, you're all familiar with the Tanakh. The point is that Rechavim listened to the youngsters instead of listening to the more elderly, and as a result, Chilkas Malchus and the Malchus split between the Malchi Yehuda and Malchi Yisrael with the dire consequences that followed. And in fact, the Gemara follows up on that. So just finishing off this thought. So Rav is telling us not only a person of Vakach Choyles needs some Dinei Shogehinam, but even in this world, it will bring some very tangible effects. He'll have good friends that lead him, and not bad friends that will mislead him. Standard Shimon Lozo Oimet. And Yerbi Lecha Yelodim B'nei Uz Kenan Sitar Shmal Is Kenan Val Tishmal Yelodim. If you have youngsters that say, Yelodim over here doesn't mean minors, 8 years old. I mean young people who say, B'nei, what you should do is go and build. And then you have Skenim elderly that say, Star, you should rather destroy. Shmal Is Kenan, listen to the Skenim and don't listen to the Yelodim, to the youngsters. Shabinyin Yelodim Stira. What Yelodim decide that we have to go and build, very often that in itself is destruction. Ustira Zakenim, but what Zakenim say, go and destroy, that's Binyan. That, in fact, is the beginning of brand new buildings and brand new things. Similar to over, the best example of that is Rechavim ben Shloima, where he listened to the Yelodim instead of the Zakenim, and so therefore, what they proposed to make a big Binyan for Rechavim turned out to be the terrible destruction of the splitting of the Malchus. I once heard from Rav Moshe Scherer, Zechon Avracha, that when he was holding a public speech, I think it was in a Aguda convention, so he said that the Mietzek Gedolei HaTorah has been faced very often with challenges. Particularly years ago, they had major challenges from the Reform and from the Conservative and from others that were upset with Orthodoxy. So they would say, we'll quote this Gemara, Ustiras Zekenim Binyan. Some people would say, we got to fight them, and we got to go and destroy them, and take out ads, and we have to make machois, and we have to make protests. And he says, the Zekenim of the Nietzsche de la Torah, they would always say, Stira Zekenim, the best way to go and destroy others is through binyan, is through building. Build another yeshiva, build another cheder, build another shul, build another mikveh, build another moisid, be makaravim. That's the best way of stira, of destroying your enemies, not by going and making machois, but rather building up Torah and Klal Yisrael and Yiddishkeit. That's the best. You like that word? So that was bin the stira sekenim binyan. The eitzah of stira was binyan. Let's build and build and build. The more Torah that you build in Klal Yisrael, that automatically the mor shabah machzir lemutav, that will push away the choshech from other sects and others that are quoting props. Right, Omer of Shisha Berei Darvidi. When a person goes for Bika Choylem, Loi Lisoid Inish Ktsira. Ktsira means a person who is sick, and the word Lisoid over here means to go and visit a Lashon of Bika Choylem. Where does that word come from? So the Ran brings on the side, Uf Kudas Kol Odom, that was the pasuk that we quoted yesterday, that was the Remez Labika Choylem in a Torah, Minayim, Uf Kudas Kol Odom, Yipokit Aleim, says Ran, Mitargaminon, the Siada. From Lashon of Bikur means to soyed, in this connection means to visit. Others say that the word lisoyed, which of course is typically a seuda, what's the purpose of the seuda? To give the person strength and koyach. That's why you go and eat. If you don't eat, you don't have koyach to learn or to do anything else. So here too, the lisoyed here doesn't mean a seuda, but it means also to go and show support for an individual that nebuch is. Krank with Nebuch, sick. So loy lisoy, don't go and show him support by Bika Choylim. Loy beklas shoy ken maisa, not in the first 3 hours of the day. For loy beklas shoy basraisa, not the yoima, and not the last 3 hours of the day. Rather, go and be mavaka choylim in the middle of the day. So you're saying, why? Kehech vili leisach datim en rachmi. So that you should not be mesiach das, you should not become forgetful that you have to be mispal for this choylim. What's pshat? Klasho, you can mice in the first 3 hours of the day. Rav chodaite. Typical when people wake up in the morning, how you feel? Oh, I'm feeling much better than last night. Last night I was burning with fever and I couldn't. Then overnight in the morning, presto, Baruch Hashem, the person is almost miraculously back to his koiches. And very often later in the day, unfortunately, the fever returns. But in the morning, usually, is Rav chodaite, things are on a much better looking and optimistic thing. Basraisa, the last 3 hours of the day, typically takif chol shaydan, things get much, much worse. And so therefore, in the first 3 hours, you say to yourself, I don't have to miss Baal, I see in another few hours, another few days, he's going to be running around like everybody else. I'll go and make a mishabeder for someone else. He doesn't need it, Baruch Shem is gesund. He goes away, and then a few hours later, Nebuch, he's a tzuris again. Or the last 3 hours of the day, the person may look so sickly, you say to yourself, we're getting into that run of before, maybe we should be mispiled if Chas HaShalom, he should pass away. So the point is, go in the middle of the day when things are not so rosy looking, and not at the end of the day when things look really disastrous. Look, in the middle of the day, that's the best time to see what's going on, and then you can properly say to him, let's take a quick look at the run. Kitzira, about 12 lines into the narrow lines. Kitzira b'tlashoi k'mais rav chadaiti. Ukasavra mavakish and israpi. He thinks, oh, it's great. He's going to tell all of his friend, yeah, the Uncle Smith will be out by tomorrow. Everything is fine. Little does he know that it's much worse. At the end of the day, things are much worse. Ukasavish, who, the ephes tikva, there's nothing that you can go and even, hope is lost. Umesiaish menarachmim, he already forgets about being mispal because he says, it's just another couple of hours, a couple of days, it's all over. So therefore, go in the middle of the day. Okay, now from here to the bottom of the Yomid, we have three members of Rovin Omerav. The first two are related to our Sugya Bika Cholim. The third one has nothing to do with Bika Cholim, but it's all because of Rovin Omerav. Omerav and Omerav. How do I know the Kodesh Baruch Hu Zon? He nourishes the Cholim, the person who is sick. Shemar, Hashem Yisadenu al Eres Devoy. Eres Devoy means on his sick bed. Yisadenu from Lashon of Suda means he's Zon. He goes and gives him food. In this case, lav dafka food. It means he nourishes him that he should hopefully have a refuah. V'yomarav and omarav. How do we know that the shchina kaviyochel is on top of the mita? Hashem it says in the pasuk, Hashem yisadenu al eres devoy. So where do you see that? So you see al on top of Hashem is supported al on top of eres devoy, on top of this person's sick bed. So therefore, what do you learn from that? Tanya mihoche, anichos levakris achoyla. No yeshiv, he should not sit. Lo yal gabi mita, not on the bed of the chola. Lo yal gabi safsel, and not on a bench. Lo yal gabi kise, not on a chair. El misatav yoyeshiv al gabi karke, he should rather go and sit on the floor. Nesha shchina shri lamal mitosu lchoyla. Because the shchina is there on top of the chola, and you might be sitting in chas hashalom on top of the shchina if you are not careful. So therefore, you're on the floor, you're in the best. Shinema Hashem, he said, then all eres devoy. So Ariel is probably going to ask, is this really halacha l'maisa when you're a mevaka choyla? Do you go and sit on the floor? Nobody's ever seen something like that.
They pay double on the floor. They do learn the darn that you go visit sick, you stand up, then you don't give up.
Oh, so you don't sit down. Oh, that's great. Twice. So you don't sit down at all. But here we're talking about the person who's getting paid, and those mekaymes would they pay, or he's going to be mevater on payment, but he wants to sit down.
Overtime on the floor.
Overtime. So the Ran says, don't be noivis. If you look at the middle Ran, lo yeshiv le'agam mito le'gabi safsel, ikaman diyom edadavke kishachoyle shoychev le'gabi karka. Oh, that the choyle himself is galbe karka. Shinim to mevaker, gavoyim imokim shchina. So since he is on the floor, kodesh boruch kaviyochel is on top of him, now when he is standing and bending over the chola, it's as if he's knocking into the shchina chas v'shalom. So therefore he's also got to be on the floor. But most of our cholim that baruch Hashem are not on the floor, that are on beds, so then he can also sit level with the bed, just not be on top of it and just be careful. Okay, anyway, so that therefore halacha l'maaseh, this doesn't really apply in 99% of the cases where cholim are in beds and they're not on the floor.
Children, you bring children to daven when somebody's sick by the head of the
I didn't see that people are makbid where when they I don't know if dafka children. Anybody and everyone should be mevaker chayla, assuming that you are assisting the chayla. Sometimes the chayla is so crank that if you come in, he is not happy that you're there and he wants you to get out as soon as possible. So you have to know when to come and when not to come.
And when to leave.
And when to leave. Oh, that you have to know as a guest as well. Okay, so now we're on to a no rov and a marav, which is unrelated. And this is a fascinating gemara. V'omer rov and omer rav. Mitra b'ma'arova sa'ada rabba pros. Or some learn sa'ada, comma, rabba pros. What does that mean? As you know, today we have modern communication, for better or for worse, and you know what's going on in Australia within 10 seconds, if not shorter. In the good old days, you didn't know about what's going on in other places unless you got letters. The telephones didn't work, they didn't have the telegrams, they didn't have telexes, they didn't have faxes, emails, etc. Okay, so how do you figure out if you are living in Bavel, whether it is raining in Eretz Yisrael? Says the Gemara, if you're living in Bavel, and you live not far from the Pros being the Euphrates River, if you see that the Euphrates River keeps on getting higher and higher and higher, even though in Bavel it has not rained, you know that it's raining in Eretz Yisrael, because the Pros used to go and run up river from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. So when you saw that the Pros went higher than its normal level that you're accustomed to, so mitra b'marava, that it's raining in Eretz Yisrael, sahada, what is the aid? What is the who's the witness? What's the testimony? Rabba Pras, when you see that Pras is starting to get higher and higher and taller, you know, oh, it must be that it's raining in Eretz Yisrael. That's what Rabban said in the name of Rav. Upliga the Shmuel, and Shmuel disagrees. The Amma Shmuel, Nahara Mikipe Mizbarech, that when you see a Nohar, you see a river that's going higher and higher, it's not from the outside rainfall, but rather it's from subterraneous springs and wells that are sending up water from down below. Now you're thinking to yourself, why is the Gemara telling us this? Do I really care, yes or no? So we're going to see now in the Ram that this has major halachic ramifications and implications. And that is, there's a pasuk in the Torah, Ach mayin uvoir mikve mayim yeh tohar. What does that pasuk mean? That there are two ways of getting tahara by toiveling, by immersing yourself. You can immerse yourself in the typical mikveh that we are accustomed to, and that's called by Chazal eshboiden. Eshboiden means that you have standing waters, waters which are not flowing, standing in one place. That's a kosher mikveh if it's sitting in one place, and in fact, if you have a leak in the mikveh, it becomes highly problematic. That becomes what we call zoichlin. Zoichlin means that the water is running and is streaming. Now, if a person goes and toivels in a river, then, well, that water typically is not standing in place, it's moving. Ah, so there are two ways, therefore, of being toiveled. In a mayan uvar, mayan being your normal river that is flowing, which Chazal calls zoichlin. Zoichlin means it's streaming and flowing. And then they have the standstill waters of the mikveh. And never the twain shall meet. Which means, again, if you have in your regular mikveh, if there's a leak and the water therefore is flowing in the mikveh, no good. And on the other hand, if you have a river where the water is not flowing, what do you mean? A river, by definition, the water is flowing. No, we're not talking about a lake. Is a separate. You have ponds and lakes. Here we're talking about a situation where there's a lot of rainfall, or as the as the Ran talks about later, about you have snow that has melted, that rainfall and that snow that is added to the river, if it becomes such a heavy rain that roiv of the water in the river is no longer natural waters that come from subterranean sources, but rather come from up in Shemayim from the rain or from melting snow, then you cannot use those rivers to go in Toivolin, because it's not a river of Zoichlin, of flowing waters, it's a river made up of Noitfim, of rainfall, and rainfall has to, you can toivel in rainfall, but only if it's Bejboirin, if it's in a stationary, standing water mikvah. Would you see this in the Ran? You'll see it becomes much clearer as we go into the Ran. Omer of Oven, Omer Rav, Mitru Bamarova, Sadar Rabba Pras, Kishiyorin Motem Eretz Yisrael, when it rains in Eretz Yisrael, Meyed Olav Pras Bebovel, then you see the edus from the Pras and Bovel. Shekol Shehu Godoy, when you see that the waters keep on getting higher and higher, V'yodua She'af Pishul Yodik Shom Kan, even though here in Bovel it hasn't rained in a week or in a month, Yodik Shom Eretz Yisrael, you know in Eretz Yisrael it's raining. But Afkimina, who cares? She'osa Litvul Boy, you cannot go and toivel in those waters. Osir doesn't mean that you're prohibited. It just means you're not going to get the benefit of Tahara. Why? When you have rainfall, make shamim, hanoitfin, which are coming down, those are only metar, they're not metar bezoichlin. Zoichlin means flowing. Elev eshboirin, when they're stationary in a mikvah. Kaloimar, eshboirin means the kovu v'kaim. Kovu v'kaim means like they're frozen in place. No, no, I don't mean ice.
Collected.
I'm sorry?
Collected?
Collected, fine. The word, you have the word kovu, it comes from the word mikveh, and also you find it gabi congealed. Congealed means it stays in place and it's not moving. Kinesani b'sefri, like you find the sefri, imam mayin metar b'zochlin, I would think that just like a mayon, a stream, or a brook, or a river is metar b'zochlin, that it flows, ach mikveh metar b'zochlin, so I would think, tamaloymen, no! Ach is a mute. Ach mayin avor, mayin betar bezochlin, u'mikvah is bezboirin. This is bezochlin flowing, mikvah when it's stationary, standing in place. Hilkach, kol hecha de'ikal ha-mechesh. If you have to be noivis, shema robu noifin al ha-zoichlin, that maybe there's too much rain and it has overwhelmed the zoichlin, the natural flowing waters of the stream or of this river. Osur! In other words, you don't get the tahar. V'haynu kishanor godl harbe. If you're talking about that it's just getting up a little bit, that the water is going slowly, in other words, it's normally at this level, you see the sea level of where it normally is, and you see it's an inch or two higher. You certainly don't have a situation where the rainfall has overwhelmed the regular flowing water, then sure, that's okay. As long as the Zoichlin, the normal regular waters of this river, are greater than the amount of rainfall, then you're fine.
It must be an enormous rain. The Euphrates is a big river.
And we're not finished yet. Yeah. So far, Rav has told us that this is a very important halacha. If you see that the water is really coming up high in Bavel, you know that there's a lot of rain, don't toivel in the process. Now, plegin Shmuel. Now, Shmuel said, "Nara mikipe mizbarach." What do you mean mikipe? Mikipe means from its subterranean sources. So let's continue on the next round. Plegin Shmuel is argues. Shmuel, "Damer Shmuel, nara mikipe mizbarach, mikipe misalar." Salar means from its rocks. It means from its sources down below. He uses the term sela somewhere by Moshe Rabbeinu that he went hachal sela, but I don't know that he really means over here boulders and the rocks. He just means from down below.
Water table.
Oh, Kiloima. Mi Mekoiroi. Mekoiroi means from its mokka, from its sources. Hu miskabel. She'avu bisha onu royin. She'agishomim yordin. Even though we see, boy, it's pouring rain at cats and dogs. And nahoris misrabim. And we see that the rivers are coming higher and higher. Ikari buyan mi Mekoiroi hu. The roiv of the amount of additional water is not coming from Shemayim, it's coming from down below. It's like it said in Sechtus Tanis. Anytime you have additional water, even a tefach is approximately 4 inches, which have been added to the water table, to the height of the river, you should know at the same time you have double that amount, eight inches, in other words, two tvachim, tvachim, that are coming from down below. It's as if they're coming to greet them. Oh, my friends, the water that's coming from Shemayim, the waters from down below are coming to say Shalom Aleichem. Ein lechol kol tefek tefek yirma l'malach ein tohim oylem l'krasi tvachai. V'nimtza, shel oylem zoichlin rabban al noitvin. Based on that Gemara, it turns out, the zoichlin are always greater than the noitvin. So the tefek shel ksham, as one tefek of ksham comes down, ik tvachayim demayin which comes up. Hilkach l'shmul mutu litvul ben horis li oylem. You can always toivel 365 days in a nohar, because I feel like you should nearly ayin, shen esrabu harbe. Even though people say, look how it's grown because it was pouring cats and dogs yesterday. It's not true. But there's so much more water that's coming from down below to feed the river, and which is even greater than the amount of water coming down from Shemayim. So obviously we have a major machlokes here, lalacha, whether or not you can go and toivel in a river throughout the year, particularly after major, major rainfalls. Do you have to worry about, oh, I got more noitvin than I have zoichlin? Says Rav, you got to be noivis. And Shmuel says, you never have to worry about it, because Naram Ekibim is Baruch, the Ikka waters from down below. But surprisingly, says the Gemara, the last line, Upligi the Shmuel at Shmuel. Shmuel himself was Soser himself. He contradicted himself. Yom Shmuel. Ein amay metarim b'zoichlin. Ella pras b'yoyme tishrei bilvad. The only time that you can be certain that you can go and Toivel, for instance, in the Pras River, would only be in Tishrei. Now, although this statement is a very strong statement, it sounds like Shmuel, Ein Amayim B'Tam Bezochlin, Ella Pras. That means, does that come to exclude all other rivers? And he's saying about Pras, and it's only during Tishrei, B'Vod. So the Ran, you see that there's a very long Ran. Don't be noivis, we're going to leave most of it for homework. But the point is that, says the Ran, don't assume that Shmuel is being so emphatic, and he's saying you can never toivel in any river in the world, and even the Pras you can only toivel once during the Yom Tishrei. But rather he's trying to make a strong statement that you have to look at every single river and be done. What's the story? Do you see it's really getting high up there, or is it low, or nishkefel? So now, for instance, Pras be Yom Tishrei. Why does he chap on Yom Tishrei? Tishrei typically falls out at the end of the summer, right? Do you agree? Yeah, it's September, October, summer is over. In the Mediterranean countries, you don't have rain starting more or less from Pesach time, from April, May, until September, October, right?
December 5th, there's rain up till, that's the same.
But that's not Mediterranean, it's above. And maybe that's the reason why we're learning this Gemara today as a preparation for tonight when we start saying, say Talmud Lebracha. Anyway, regardless, the point is that in places like Eretz Yisrael, in those dry Medinois, you don't have rain the entire summer, and that's why they don't say the same Talmud Lebracha, and they don't say Moed HaGoshem. Rather, they say either Moed HaTol, or you say nothing, and the same Bracha, for that very reason. So now, all of the rains that rained during the heavy winter season, from September until April, all of those are subsiding slowly but surely. People, of course, are drinking. Evaporation, the animals and the crops and the earth, all of that, they're using up a lot of the water. By the time you get Tishrei time, then the waters are probably at their lowest level. All of the rainfall has been, quote-unquote, used up. And any of the snow that may have occurred throughout the winter season that has all melted, now Tishrei crosses on its own with its own natural flowing waters. That being the case, now you don't have to worry about the noitvin being the srabu al hazoichlin, that the rainfall has overwhelmed the zoichlin, the flowing waters. Yom Tishrei, nothing to worry about. I know for sure everything is great. We'll just take a quick look at the Ran starting at the bottom. You gotta be noivous about that there is more rainfall than there is flowing water. It's not a time that it rains in Tishrei. And this time you no longer have any shelig, any snow that has melted. Any melting snow would have melted already months before. But Ran points out, V'loy le'meisah kol ha'aretz chutz mi'prasasa. The Gemara doesn't mean to say, according to Shmuel, you're never allowed to toivel anywhere else. V'loy le'meisah nami pras b'chol ha'shana. And he doesn't mean to say that you can't toivel and pras except el b'yom tishrei asa. The kimin de kula chashash mishem shema yir b'noit v'nal ha'zoichlin hi. Since the whole chashash is, you might have too much rain vis-a-vis the flowing waters. Kol shonu b'kiyim. Since in Pras we know the height of the river, we can tell whether or not it's higher than usual, not higher than usual, and typically it's lower. If we know that this the Hudson River and the Mississippi River, any other rivers, if we know typically what their level is, even during a time when there's a drought, when it's not been raining, if it only has that normal, regular shear that you are familiar with, we have no reason to go and be choishish that maybe it's too high. He's coming to tell us two aspects of Ayin Sham. Anyway, the point is, what is the steer of Shmuel on Shmuel? The first Shmuel said that when you see that the water is getting higher and higher and higher, don't attribute it to the rain, attribute it to the waters from down below. Because as one tevach comes down from Shemayim, two tevachim are coming from down below. If that's the case, you never have to worry about any river, and particularly Pras, since that's what we're focusing on. You don't have to worry. You can always toivel. The water's so high. It's not from the rain. It's from the water down below. Yet Shmuel himself said, no, be careful. Only toivel in the Pras during Yom Tishrei. There you know for sure that there's no rainfall concerns, no melting snow concerns. So Shmuel is Soyser himself. The Gemara does not give an answer to this kasha on Shmuel. It's possible that Shmuel may have changed his mind. Initially he felt the first way, and then afterwards he felt differently. Or maybe the second member is really the first member. In other words, he may have had a change of heart, or maybe figured, since my distinguished colleague Rav, who was older than him, said that, you know, be careful, it could be it's from the rainfall. Maybe he said, okay. I'm moide to Rav. Anyway, it's tira Shmuel and Shmuel. But now the Gemara fears us, Avud Shmuel, the father of Shmuel, Avud lahayn mikvois lebanzi b'yoy menissen, umavzi b'yoy me tishrei. Avud Shmuel did like the second member of Shmuel, and that is, he was similarly concerned that if he's going to allow his family members, his daughters, to go and toivel in the rivers during the year, at certain times maybe the water is too high. And if it's going to be too high, maybe it's from the rainfall. If it's from the rainfall is mavatul the zeichlin. Those should be bezborin in a proper mikvah, and therefore that's what Avud Shmuel did. He made proper mikvahs for his daughters, b'yoy meinissen. Yoy meinissen means that's already the end of the winter season, where throughout the winter season it's been pouring rain and it's been snowing and all the rest. And therefore Shmuel said, I'm very nervous if they're going to go and toivel in the waters. You know what's going to happen? Maybe there won't be a kosher tmila. See, made for them special mikvahs. Yoy meinissen means throughout the Ran. You can look in the Ran afterwards for homework. Throughout the winter months, culminating in this, and when you had the maximum amount of water that had accumulated throughout the entire winter season, throughout that season, he made for them mikvahs. However, when it came Yom Tishrei is already the end of the summer, where there is no accumulation of water from rainfall or from melting snows left in the rivers. He said, now you can go and toivel in the rivers. However, I have a problem if you toivel in the rivers, and that is that when you go and put your feet into the floor of the ocean or of the rivers is typically full of mud. And if they're trying to do a tvila k'sheira, you have potential chatzitza problems, where you have some of that mud might go in between their fingers, between their toes, and then their toenails or whatever. So therefore he made, mafzi means mats, that they put down on the bottom of the river, so they would be able to toivel without any problem of having any mud getting in between their fingers or between their toes. Or that's pshat number one. A second pshat is that he made mats in the form of like curtains, a room in a room, because if they're toiveling outside in rivers, they obviously have to have tznius. So therefore that the word mafzi over here doesn't mean for the feet, for the floor, but it really means curtains around them that they should not be seen. Just yeah, no, that's the Ran. Look at the Ran. The you see the bold font here, 6-7 lines into the wide lines. Let's go back one line. Avud Ishmael, right? You have that about 8 lines into the wide lines. Avud Ishmael, Abdul Babansi, Mikvois, Yemenis, Nesha, Hoya, Hoshish, Lafshar Ishlogim, or Yemenichel Litvoy Bezoichlin. He said, I don't want you to go and toivel in the rivers throughout the year during Yemenisin. Go to the mikveh. Mavtsi bi Yemetishrei. The Nohar Hoya Noisnan, he would go and put these mafzi, meaning these mats on the floor, Tachas Kapis Regleyan, Mishum Tit, to Loyli Heavy Chatzitza. That's shot number one. Inami litzniyusa bi alma. He doesn't mean to put on the floor. He means to go and hang them up around the bansei, so they don't have a problem of inyanei tzniyus. Vayimenichon litvo benar mishum to be a mitishrei lekel lemeichri zochlin. I don't have to worry about. So that's a mistake. Lemeichri zochlin. You see on the side, the gimel says lenoitfin. I don't have to worry about heavy rainfall in Tishrei. It doesn't rain in Tishrei. It only starts raining after Sukkot, and that's why we start. We say Geshem. It's with us Geshem at the end of Sukkot. Might come here Nissan Tishrei. Okay, Ayin Shom. That's Pshat Nigmara. Rabbi Isai, have a wonderful day. I see Brother Shai has joined us. We all wish him together a Rafua Shaleima, even though we're not being Mavakar Choyla in person, we're being Mavakar Choyla via the Zoom, and hopefully that also has the wonderful effects that we have in today's Gemara. You should be well.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I was cautious today because it's infectious. I just don't want to.
That's great.
Virus. You're a good man.
Thank you.
And if it means Chas V'Shalom another day, although we would love to have you back ASAP, be well, take care of yourself, take care of your family, take care of your friends. You shouldn't spread. Tzatzlach and Tzad Kibetsch.